OSI. So a little bit about me. I'm Dan. I work on systemd, and I also maintain the MakeOSI tool, which is a sister tool of systemd. And I work in my day job at the Linux user space team at Meta. So specifically, why do we want to do this? Well, systemd is a pretty low-level user space project. So running its integration tests is not as trivial as it is for a regular project. So specifically, we want to make sure that we don't accidentally brick the host machine, which when you're running something like systemd becomes rather easy. We also want to minimize the requirements that are needed to run the systemd integration tests, so that regardless of which machine you actually run them on, or regardless of which machine you're hacking on, you can still run the tests. This is especially important for new contributors, because that's at the moment the barrier for writing a new integration test is pretty high. We want to make that lower. We don't want any host system details to leak into the integration tests. So currently, that actually happens quite a bit, and it means that you often get a failure, for example, on a CI machine that you can't reproduce locally. And when that happens, it's usually a huge pain to figure out what's going wrong and how to fix it. So we want to try and make these tests more reproducible, regardless of the machine that they're running on, so that we avoid issues like this. We want to be able to parallelize them as much as possible. And again, the isolation from the host helps here, because it allows you to run more instances of tests without having to fear that they're fighting over the same resources that might be leaking in from the host. We want to make them easy to run, of course, like I said, for new contributors, and we also want to make them easy to write. So before I go further with the integration tests, I'll give a little overview of MakeOSI. MakeOSI is basically systemd's tool to hack on systemd. So because systemd is such a low-level user space project, you can't just build it from source and then run it, especially not if you're working on the init system itself, because you're very likely already running a systemd on your laptop, and if you can't simply replace it with another one. And even if you could, if you write a bug and it crashes systemd, then your laptop is suddenly unusable. So we need another solution, and specifically, we need to run it in a virtual machine, so that if something goes wrong and it crashes, we can simply kill the virtual machine and it's like nothing ever happened. And this is where we use MakeOSI. So we use it to build a Linux image that contains systemd compiled from source and installed into the image, along with all the other packages from your Linux distribution that you would need for development, which you can then boot in QEMU and do whatever testing you need, shut down the machine, and then you can submit your patch. So it does a few things, but the primary things it does is it simply runs your distribution's package manager to install whatever packages are needed, and then runs various tools to configure the image, most of them coming from systemd, but also a few from Linux itself. It builds an MFS if necessary, it generates a unified kernel image if you wanted to, and then it packages it all up, and then boots it in QEMU. And so we can generate a few different archives, but the most important ones are probably the disk images and the just a plain directory. So what does this look like? If you want to build an Arch Linux distribution image and install systemd and Linux, and then enable autologin, that's how you do it. And this will build that and then boot into it with QEMU. So you eventually end up in a root shell in a virtual machine with systemd installed. You don't need root privileges for any of this, which is another thing we want to do with the integration tests. Currently, you need root privileges. So if more files are written, they're owned by your root user in your home directory, which means that you run into weird issues when you try to delete files and stuff like that. So we want to try and do it all without needing root privileges. How do you configure MakeOSI? It's like a systemd project, so we do the usual unit file stuff. And you can conditionally include stuff with a match section. Say, only apply something to the Fedora distribution, for example. So we already use this for hacking on systemd, but we don't use this for the integration tests. So we use MakeOSI for manual testing, which is not exactly great. But the automated testing still runs outside of MakeOSI. So this is because the integration tests existed before MakeOSI was there. And the way this was implemented was they still wanted, of course, you could run in a virtual machine. But instead of assembling the virtual machine from distribution packages, the implementation decided to use the files from the host. So similarly to InterMFS generation tools like Dracut, which is where the approach came from, they pick various files from the host when building the integration test image, and then that becomes the image, and there in the image you run the test. The problem is that this is completely independent from MakeOSI, so we have two very different environments, one for hacking and then another for running the integration tests, which isn't great. Even if you manage to do a setup, do manual testing inside MakeOSI, you then have to somehow translate that to the existing integration test, which is very hard sometimes. We have a custom test runner using Make, so it's all implemented with Make and Bash and shell scripts. We don't really use any off-the-shelf tooling here, so it can get very nasty. The tests themselves, so this is one part that does work well. The tests themselves that run inside the image are implemented as systems. So what you get is start the image, and then we pull in a systemd unit, and that systemd unit executes the test. If the unit succeeds, then the test succeeded, and if then the test failed. Of course, all the test-specific dependencies have to be added to the image, so this ends up being like, I think it's like a 2,000 or 3,000 line bash file now, which is responsible for making sure all the dependencies get picked up from the host file system and then put into the image. So it's very complex, and I don't think anyone fully understands it. Any customization that you want to do to these test images also requires writing a lot of bash, which again is very hard, and for new contributors especially, to figure out how to do. As you can see, to run a test, roughly this is what you currently do. So as I said, the files get picked up from the host for the current images, but of course we do need the latest systemd build from source. So you build systemd from source on your host as well, and then what the 3000 line bash file does is it basically takes files from the host, takes files from the build directory, combines them, and you end up with this Franken image that contains God knows who what. Half systemd build from source, half from the host, and that's where the image runs in. And as you can imagine, figuring out what's going on in this environment can be rather complicated. What do we want to do instead? So we want to reuse as much of our existing tooling as possible. So one, MakeOSI, which we already use for the environment. And then the other part is systemd's build system, which is Meson, which already has targets, test targets, which will execute